Hey, this is Kenny from the Drunk Squirrel Podcast. April's been a crazy busy month for Rob and myself, and we thought we'd take the opportunity to reintroduce ourselves. And even better, this is one of our most popular episodes ever. So enjoy this reintroduction, and we'll catch you again on the next episode.
The following podcast is an Enticing Media production. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You are now socially obligated to pour yourself a drink, and welcome to the Drunk Squirrel.
Okay, we're on?
Yeah, we are. We're on.
Okay, so this is the first episode of the Drunk Squirrel.
The Drunk Squirrel.
Who are we?
We're not running around the backyard or throwing acorns at anyone, so.
Yet. It's 11 a.m. and we're drinking, so, I mean, there's plenty of time.
Yeah, and, I mean, the reality is we are drinking because that is the concept of this podcast. But there's like a shot and a half. I know in mine. I don't know how much you put in your. I mean, to be fair, Rob made these. So I don't know how much he put in his. I know how much I requested for mine. I don't know if that actually happened, though.
Yours does have a shot and a half. So
all right. What? How much does yours have?
Two shots.
Oh, okay.
I don't like halves. I like, you know, yeah, one or two.
Well, after I tasted it, because I had never had the... Did we say what we're drinking?
No, we haven't said what we're drinking.
Okay,
yet.
So you know what, Rob? This was your choice. I had never even heard of this. So why don't you tell us and then describe what it is, actually?
All right. Now, to be fair, I'm not a rum drinker, and this is, like, the only rum drink I like, which is why I chose this, because I know you're a rum drinker.
I love rum, especially, I don't really drink clear rum. It's spiced, and dark rum is what I like.
Yeah, so this is Gosling's Dark Seal, or Black Seal Rum, which is out of Bermuda, and this is the first hard liquor drink that I legally had. I was 18, I was in Bermuda with a bunch of school administrators from Pennsylvania. So, you know, superintendents and principals, the likes of that. And I was 18, still in school and drinking Dark and Stormies.
I like how you added in that you were in Bermuda, because when you said the first that you legally purchased and then you said you're 18, I'm like, wait a second.
I know, I can do math.
I'm like, wait a second. 20. I don't know if you know it or not, but 18 is not legal in the United States.
It's legal in Bermuda, but all it is it's Barrett or Gosling's ginger beer and then Gosling's dark or Black Seal rum. I keep wanting to call it Dark Seal.
Okay, so lots of different companies make ginger beer. Right. So is that like it has to be that? I mean, that's just like the traditional
version of it.
Okay.
Because their ginger beer is actually sweeter than anybody else's ginger beer.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Just the ginger beer alone.
I find the same thing with tonic.
Yeah.
Like the really, really cheap stuff you buy like in like a 2-liter bottle at the grocery store, just not. But we get like Fever Tree or something like that. Like there's a huge, huge difference. Like that cheap crap is just really, really like sweet.
See, now I have to say this. With tonics, I've actually had issue. The whatever it is they put in the tonic actually makes me feel sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I guess you don't drink tonic then.
I drink straight gin.
You know, so I guess we'll roll into that. So I love gin. First off, I'm a big gin fan. I don't know that I've ever had it straight. I mean, gin's not something you're not going to go to the bar and do a shot of gin.
No.
I mean, I guess you could, but I don't think I've ever seen anyone do that.
Yeah, so when I've had gin, I'll drink it straight and just sip it for a while, but that's it.
Yeah, I really, really like gin. We have like 4 or 5 different varieties of gin in the basement. And so we're in central Pennsylvania.
Right.
And so Blue Coat Gin originated in Philadelphia.
I didn't know that.
From the Pennsylvania distillery. And you can go, they're in Fishtown, actually. It's a little area of Philadelphia. I don't know if you're familiar or not, but they're in Fishtown. And you can go take tours. And for $10, you can take a tour. They hand you a gin drink. At the beginning of the tour, you walk through, they have this old like warehouse and, you know, like a lot of breweries and distilleries do. And at the end, you go up this old elevator to this tasting room, and you taste everything they make, because they make multiple varieties of gin, vodka, you know, rum, all sorts of stuff. And they literally give you like a shot of everything. And for $10, you leave that place feeling pretty good.
I was going to say, you got to be walking out of that place going, hey.
Well, that's exactly right. And also, they exit you through their gift shop, so they're not stupid. Because they have all sorts of branded things. But if you're looking for something really cool to do and you're in the Central PA area, that is really cool. And a short walk down the street, actually, if you don't mind walking around Philadelphia, which we don't, something we would love to do. There is an old school pizza place I think it's also in Fishtown, in an old house. It's called Pizza Brain. And it is like you walk in, like the floor is sloping. It's like, it's an old place, but they have really, really good pizza. So once you get all liquored up at the tour, go down and have yourself a couple slices of pizza. So anyway, that's my little story for the day.
Yeah, no, you can't beat a good pizza shop, though.
No, and, you know, most cities are full of these little, like, old-school pizza shops, and I feel like if you know, you know.
Right.
And I don't even know where we heard about Pizza Brain, to be honest with you, but it's it was pretty fun. I mean, walking in, it's like, man, there's not much going on here, but, man, was that pizza good.
Yeah, you always got to find the ones that they look like a hole in the wall.
Oh, it was.
But, oh, my gosh.
It was totally a hole in the wall. I mean, I went to the bathroom. I think I went outside in like an outhouse or something. Like it was like, but then like down the, after we ate, just down the street, there was this little like pop-up, like, it wasn't a brewery, but this like brewery had this, there was this little like park area. And like on Saturdays, they have this like pop-up like beer garden. And we didn't even know it was there. We just walked down the street. It's like, sweet, let's go in here. So we went in there and had a couple of beers, and then it poured down. They had these tents up, and it was poured down rain, so we're huddled under this tent with, you know, a bunch of people that we had met 10 minutes ago. But everybody was drinking, so nobody cared. Much less we are now.
But it sounds like a good day.
It was really, really fun. That was a cool, and those are some of the best days. Like, we had a little bit of a plan, and then it just evolved. And we just walked down the street, stopping at random bars. We stopped at a wine bar. I mean, we went from gin to beer to red wine with pizza in the middle.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Pretty sure I didn't feel good, you know,
the later, next day. Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, no, it was fun. Those types of things are fun.
All right. So we've geeked out on drinking and our favorite drinks and moments for a bit, but
yeah.
I guess maybe the fair question is, who are we? Who are we? There we go.
Who are we?
What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the Drunk Squirrel?
Yeah. So I'm Kenny, however you want. Just don't call me late for dinner. Yeah.
So actually, yeah. Can I get a clarity on that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have always called you Ken. I've mm-hmm. only recently started calling you Kenny. Is there mm-hmm. like a preference you have, or
no? So this is how it went. People that have known me like my whole life say Kenny, because my dad had the same name. So my dad was Ken and I was Kenny. But as I've gotten older, and my dad's no longer alive, as I've gotten older, the people that I've come across later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Started calling me Ken, like Craig Lowry calls me Ken. And so the reality is I'm okay with both. I mean, Kenneth, nah, not so much. I mean, that's like your mom calling you when you're in trouble. Ken or Kenny's fine. I call you Rob.
Right. And part of the reason I ask with, yeah, by the way, I'm Rob.
Oh, this is Rob. Sorry.
Yeah. But no, part of the reason I ask is, like, my childhood name growing up was Robbie, and I kind of moved away from that. Same thing, though. You know, my father is Robert. I'm a Robert. But he goes by Bob. I've gone by Robbie as a kid and Rob as an adult. And so I just kind of moved away from that Robbie name.
Interesting. You know, that I didn't know. I mean, this is literally the first time I'm hearing this with all of you.
Yeah, so there are actually three people in the world who still call me by Robbie, and that's, you know, my grandmother, mm-hmm. an aunt, and one of my students who just did it enough that, fine, she earned that right.
It's interesting because I had basically a best friend, Robbie, when I was growing up. He lived across the street, like catty corner. We used to play like roller hockey in the street. It was Robbie. I don't know what he goes by now. He lives in North Carolina. I haven't seen him in quite some time, but you know, I'm assuming he doesn't go by Robbie anymore.
Yeah, that's always the fun part about names. You never know. How is America doing?
So yeah, it's
are we still behind?
Yeah, they're pretty much. Well, they're over 90 minutes, so they're in extra time. So they added 6 minutes at 92, and down 3-1. So that's not good.
All right. So for everyone listening, this is being recorded on. What is today? December 3rd.
December 3rd, yeah.
So 1 month out
from
when it's released, but we've got the soccer game going on in the background here.
Yeah. So to be fair about all of this, I'll give you a little background. I do not have a background in... Well, that's not true. I've been on plenty of podcasts, so my wife now has a podcast, which I've been on, but Rob actually has... You know, hosted and produced a podcast. So
now, hang on, you're undercutting yourself here. You were a co-host on a podcast, just the two of us.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
You've been on multiple podcasts more than me.
I have,
and you're running a radio show.
Yeah, Nell and I are running a radio show. She does all the technical aspects. But this is part of where this is going because, I'm getting my feet wet a little bit on, not being on the, just being on the podcast, but learning all the background stuff.
Yeah. And the side of it that is me, I ran a podcast for 2 years with another co-host, Lindsay. She and I did a podcast called The 42 and that ended at about the 2 year mark.
Yeah. It was a good podcast too.
It had its good run. I was happy to do it. It got my feet wet in it. It got me the appetite that, hey, I actually really enjoy this. Which is when the 42 ended, it was, no, I'm going to do something else. And I started building out it's a real thing now. Here we are.
This was totally your concept. I mean, you and Melinda and the kids.
Yeah, so... The Drunk Squirrel is not the name I chose for it. It's the name that Melinda, my wife, and our kids chose for it. We could probably bring them on.
Yeah, we could. Hold on.
Yep, hang on.
Grab them.
So, Ken, I know you know this about me, but I have children.
Yeah, I do know it. They're standing in front of me. That's how I know.
Right. So I'm going to hold the mic up to them in a moment, but here's the question to the kids. And, guys, when you speak into the mic. The Drunk Squirrel, what happened? How'd this end up as a thing?
You thought that me and Addy came up with the idea, but it was actually
Mom who said
you were being a drunk squirrel, and then we just repeated it, so you were hallucinating.
I was not hallucinating, but it was a car drive, and Mom, Melinda, came up with the name, and you guys started giggling in the back.
And yelling it, and you were hallucinating.
Okay, hallucinating and driving, not okay.
I doubt Rob was hallucinating.
Thank you.
Say something funny.
But at the end, in that car drive, the drunk squirrel came to be as a thing. And yes, there are actual drunk squirrels. But here's the last question. Was it the name? What was the name describing?
A squirrel being drunk.
Or my attention span.
You have a bad attention span.
I tend to also, so.
Yeah, it's a professional hazard, so.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys.
Also, are the drunk squirrels only found in Ohio?
Moving on.
It is Ohio, so. I mean, I've never been to Ohio. I also don't have a giant desire to go to Ohio anytime real soon. The game's over.
The U.S. has
lost 3-1 to the Netherlands.
Okay, so I do want to address something because this is, I did a podcast for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is an entirely different bit for this podcast. I'm sitting in the corner. I feel like I should almost have a dunce's cap, but like this is a comfy chair. I've got my feet up. I've got a drink.
Yeah, I mean, so that's an IKEA chair. I mean, the reality is,
well, yeah. Good job on assembling it, Ken.
Well, you know, everybody thinks IKEA like the cheap, you know, whatever. And I mean, in some cases, obviously they have that stuff, but we still really enjoy IKEA for their design, actually, more so than the price. I like you just told me that chair's comfortable. Don't laugh at me. That's a great design.
I'm just laughing that we're talking about IKEA.
Well, you said the chair was comfortable, so I thought I'd let everybody know where the chair is from.
Hey, most of the time, my swearing with IKEA comes in the fact that I have to take it home and assemble it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a whole other story because they give you that, like, diagram. Yeah. Not even a diagram. It's just photos of, like, stick figures. And it's like, could you have done less? Mm-hmm. Could you have given me less?
But, yeah. No, I mean, it's... I feel weird, but I feel comfortable. I got a drink.
I'm glad. I got to be honest with you. It's a little... So I'm on this side of it. This is normally Nell's seat when we're doing a radio show or if I happen to be a guest on her podcast. I just get to sit there and talk and drink and, you know, because our radio show is Thursday night. So we kind of just played it off as like Thirsty Thursday. So I expect to always have a rum and Coke. Yeah, so I get to sit in that seat. So this is different for me. It's different perspective. I like it, though.
Hey, it suits you. This whole thing suits you.
I don't know about that, but I mean...
You've got a voice for this kind of stuff.
I have a voice for it. Nell really has a voice for it, but I feel like I'm... The feedback has been good from the radio show, so I'm happy about that, because I wasn't sure how I was going to be, but I mean, you know.
Well, I think this is also a fair point for us to kind of also explore a little bit of, you know, not just who we are, but what we do outside of podcasting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. And a little bit about, you know, just to wrap up our introductions of how this came to be a little bit.
The indecent proposal?
The indecent proposal. So, you know, Rob said a bit about he had the, you know, the 42 podcast. And, you know, I knew he was, you know, wanting to do something else, obviously. I knew he was working on something because we talk. And, you know, so, yeah, so Nell says to me just one day, very recently, it just came together like a couple of days, but says that, you know, you were wondering what it would look like to put it under the Enticing Media umbrella, which is Nell and I, that's our business.
Right.
We're not necessarily podcast producers, but that is our business and what it seems to be evolving into a little bit. And so, yeah, you could take a look. I wasn't part of that Zoom call. That was during the day. I was at my day job. So you can explain a little bit of how that call actually went.
So, yeah, originally the Drunk Squirrel was going to be just me running the podcast and then interviewing someone every week. And the way I had it set up, whew, that two shots of rum is...
You had it set it up?
Yeah. Maybe I should have gone with 1.5. Anyway.
Yeah, my drink's almost empty. You might have to refill soon.
Yeah, mine too.
Do your kids know how to make drinks?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't count on my wife for that either. Okay. But the way I had originally started setting up the groundwork for what the Drunk Squirrel was going to be is kind of this Mr. Rogers-esque adult podcast for Gen Xers and millennials of, hey, we're going to sit down, we're going to have a drink, have conversations, and just explore what the world is. You know, that concept of coming in, the drink is the great, oh my gosh, the great. I used to take speech when I was a kid because I couldn't say my name is Rob. It was Wobby.
Yeah.
Every now and then I lapse back to that R as W.
I feel like that's normal as a youth.
Yeah.
Maybe not when you're 38, but I don't know.
Whoa. I am not 38.
No. What? I thought you said earlier you were 38.
37.
Oh, jeez. My apologies for aging you a year.
Now, that's also a closely guarded thing because most of my youth think I'm somewhere in my 40s, and I just let that slide.
Mm.
But anyway, but the concept being, you know, the drink being the great equalizer, sit down, have a drink with us, whether you're here in the studio or we're out doing a podcast or whatever it may be, just sit down, let us be equals in this moment, and let us explore and have a conversation together.
you know, kind of like you might if you just walked into a bar and sat next to someone or right, a pub exactly. or whatever.
Which is what the entire premise of the drunk squirrel is, where it's, you know what, let's sit down, let's have a drink, let's talk.
Yeah, because those are some of the best conversations, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I mean, I've had great conversations with people who just randomly sit next to. That's one of the reasons why we like sitting at the bar versus a table, especially when Nell and I are by ourselves. I mean, just love just bellying up to the bar. And, you know, you never knew who you're going to always talk to someone random. And it's cool.
So all of that groundwork was done in what the drunk squirrel would look like. And the podcast was at like 90, 95%. But I was stuck on a couple little pieces before I could launch. And Nell, who has been doing, it has been amazing, and we'll have to talk about this more, but it's been amazing in this past year watching what you two have done in launching your or her podcast, launching the radio show, launching every other bit of what your company is. Like, mind blown, being here on the sidelines and now falling under that umbrella with this podcast.
Well, I appreciate that, first off. And, you know, we'll have Nell and Melinda to say some things. You know, I don't know if it's going to be in this episode, but in subsequent episodes. But
well,
most of that has been Nell.
Are they saying things about business, or are they saying things about us as their husbands?
yeah, probably not business. It's yeah. probably just a husband, like, because, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Because the dynamic is switched, right? So Nell is, you know, doing all of this and working full-time in our business. And I'm, you know, I'm still working full-time outside of our business. And, you know, you are doing this. You were doing the podcast that you were doing previously. So the kind of the roles are kind of reversed. So, I mean, it's that might be an interesting dynamic to, like, hear about.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting episode.
Yeah,
with
I think
them
it,
talking.
I think it really, really, really will be. and who knows what's going to come out of their mouths? But
yeah, we are exiled out of the studio for that episode. So
yeah, we're just going to let them talk. But right. yeah, I mean, Nell has done most of the work in our business and has done a phenomenal job. You know, a year in, building a business is hard. Building this type of business is hard, but the connections that she has made, we've met some really, really amazing people and amazingly generous people with their time and their knowledge.
Right. And I mean, you guys, you've gone from taking off to soaring. I mean, it's been an incredible rise for you guys so far that I've seen from the outside. And the conversation I had with Nell, mm-hmm. She and I had a Zoom call planned, just, you know, where the drunk squirrel is at, kind of some of the hangups I've had, and just a little bit of brainstorming. And what wound up happening, it was entirely unintentional.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bit that I laugh about is what it cascaded into was you effectively got... I said bought and sold, and I've said pimped out.
I kind of did, yeah.
Yeah. To being a co-host on this with me, at which, you know, Nell had made a comment, and I started kind of background processing. I might have also been drinking.
Like usual.
And not like usual, thank you.
I'm not saying you, me. We both, I mean, we have a podcast about drinking.
Partially about drinking, but yes. And the comment got me to the point where I was like, so Kenny has availability? Hey, I showed up at your house that night with a drunk squirrel mug and said, Kenny, would you co-host a podcast with me?
Yeah.
Got down on one knee and all.
It was actually pretty fun. And, you know, it never started this way at all. It was just going to be, you know, it started with, I think, you know, Nell's like, Nell said to me, you had asked something along the lines of what would this look like if this podcast fell under the Enticing Media umbrella.
Right.
I don't know if that's a word you use, but basically.
Was in that line of, yeah. You know, what would it look like if the Drunk Squirrel was a production of Enticing Media?
Yeah, and that was a text, you know. So, you know, she said to me, she's like, what do you think this means? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, is he asking you to edit and produce it? Like, what? I said, I don't know. I said, but I think you need to have a call. Because she's getting into this space now more and more about doing these things. She just helped a neighbor actually launch his first podcast. She's doing editing for another podcast. It's, you know, so it was a no-brainer to add this to our business portfolio. Because the more the better, right?
Right.
With never an intention that I was going to sit here behind the microphone, but it turned into that quite quickly and very abruptly.
Well, and the great thing, so for me, I mean, the natural piece of that was, shoot, when you and I have been able to have conversations, I mean, they're not just like, oh, yeah, hey, it's great to see you, good seeing you.
No.
I mean, shoot, you and I can lose a couple hours quickly and easily.
Without a doubt. Like, really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, once, you know, after I thought about it a bit, and once you, like, brought this up, I'm like...
Well, hold on. But I thought about it a bit. I mean, I gave the proposal, and you were like, yes. So,
yeah.
Like, the half second between the idea and the yes, or...
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the reality was, like... It made sense at that point because Nell had already agreed that, you know, I wasn't part of this conversation, but Nell had already agreed that this was now going to fall under the Enticing Media umbrella. So once that was set in stone, and it's like, okay, well, I might as well be a part of this. And I thought, well, you know, I'm, you know, thinking about other podcasts that, you know, that I would like to do. And, you know, part of that is I have another one that is we're working on that I'm working with, you know, with my friend John. Well, we don't really have a name solidified yet, but that's in its infant stages. But I had no idea how to edit a podcast or where to record a podcast. I'm like, this is going to give me a great opportunity for the future because Nell knows how to do this stuff, but I need to get my head around it.
Well, and that's, you know, when I talked with Nell about it, it was, I'm not coming with my hat in my hands kind of thing. It's,
yeah.
Okay, I have some experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a past podcast. I know how to edit.
Which was part of the reason that it was an easy decision for everything because you already had that. It wasn't just, you know, you didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, and it was just looking at what's best in the future and looking at it from my perspective where, okay, yeah, you know, let's if I can tie myself a little bit to that success and get the expertise and knowledge that Nell has been able to tap into in this past year, that would be great.
Yeah, it's interesting just to have watched that, but you know, you say you've watched it from the outside, but to witness what she's done, and I mean, we're not out here getting rich by any stretch of the imagination. Now someday, hopefully, but to watch what she has done, to see people come to her, I mean, come to us because we own the business together, but they're coming to her and want to work with her simply because it's her.
Yeah.
Is a proud, proud moment. I got to be honest.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys are always easy and welcoming and acceptable. Wow. Ken, you're easy. I just realized I said that.
I definitely am easy. Yeah. There's no doubt. Nell will tell you. And Rob will I get a little handsy when I drink also. I mean, whether it be Nell, Rob.
That's why there's a desk between us.
There is a desk between us. But we do have great conversation. I guess, you know, so ironically enough, how do we want it? So do we want to tell people how we met?
See, that's actually a little bit fuzzy in my head. Like,
okay.
I know the focal point of where we met, but I don't remember the exact first time.
Well, I don't remember the first time either.
Okay.
That I can definitely tell you, but I know where we met, which is ironic considering this podcast.
Right. So, actually, that's fair because...
They don't know what either of us do. Like, this isn't our full-time job. This podcast is not paying us enough or anything.
Wait, you're getting paid for this?
I am not. I am not, and if you are, hey... Good on you.
Yeah, I don't know.
if anybody wants to sponsor this, hey.
We're open to it.
We are definitely open to that. But, yeah, so do you want to tell a little bit about yourself? And then I guess you'll get a clue as to where we met then at that point.
Yeah, I can tell you the first time your name popped up truly on my radar. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember the first time, like, I shook your hand and met you. So I work full-time in youth ministry. I am the joke of my explaining what my career is that I am a professional teenager. I hang out with teens and kids. I work for a church, so my faith, who I am, I mean, that's a big key part of everything I do. And the church that I work for is your church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's here in Central PA.
Yep.
And I've been working and serving with that church for, it's been 8.5 years now.
Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
Wow.
Yeah.
That means we've been going to that church longer than 8.5 years, because we were there before you.
You've got a good 7.5, 8 years on me. But what's even funnier, where were you? I think it was one of your trips to Florida or mm-hmm. somewhere recently where one of our church ladies was going through the archives and found a picture of a bunch of the confirmation classes. And I sent a photo of it to Nell from, it was like 49 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Of her mother as a teenager in the confirmation class.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes, I mean, wow. I mean, that makes perfect sense knowing, me knowing the history, because the church that you work for and that I attend sometimes, we won't get into that conversation, but where they currently are is not the original location for that church.
Right.
And so Nell's grandfather was on the original building planning committee for this new church.
Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, so Nell's grandfather, Ed Schweppenheiser, Schweppenheiser, right? That's the last name. That's her mother's maiden name, Schweppenheiser, was on the building committee for this current church.
I did not know
way back in the day. So our roots in the church, or I mean, Nell's roots in the church run very, very deep. I mean, me by marriage and association, but yeah, I mean, that's how far, that's how we ended up at the church to begin with. I mean, honestly.
But what's really funny is you're the Lebanon, I just said where we're at, but you're the native to the area.
Yeah.
And Nell isn't. She's from Baltimore.
Correct. But
she roots
she was
the
born in Lebanon.
She Nell roots for the Ravens.
Yes, she does. I mean, she grew up in Baltimore. You know, the funny thing is, okay, if we're going to go there.
We got to go there.
Her sister, who was born in Baltimore, so Nell was born in PA. Her sister, Jessie, was born in Baltimore. They're reversed. Jessie's an Eagles fan, and Nell's the Ravens fan. So it's interesting how that, you know, worked out. But Nell is, yeah, so Nell's from the area, born in this area, I should say. But her roots just all Baltimore. I mean, she loves her hometown.
Now, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I'm a Steelers fan.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And I'm an Eagles fan because I was born and raised here in Central PA, so.
Yeah, and we're going to have a conversation on that at some point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I work for that church. I got to know you a little bit through that church, and mm-hmm. it was actually through a mutual friend. He was the worship leader at the time. I used to pick him up for staff meetings on, I think it was like Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying about an auto shop, and I was still new to the area,
mm-hmm.
and he said, hey, take the car to Ken. Ken who?
Yeah, who is this Ken you speak of?
Yeah, and since then, I mean, bit by bit, you and I have gotten to know each other more over the years, and you share one of the weirdest stories I have ever had in ministry.
Is that the wedding? Which one are you talking about?
That's the steeple.
Oh. the steeple blowing off the building?
Yeah, so, you know, being the youth director there, I'm always the first one blamed for when the building breaks. And we had a bad windstorm, and I made a phone call to the pastor who was away that day, and she was like, yeah, call Ken. But, I mean, I started both of those phone calls with, hey, I'm at the church, I didn't do it, but the steeple's broken.
Yeah, so, I mean, okay, a little bit of background as to why they called me, because they didn't just call some random dude that goes to the church. So, at the time, I was the president of the Board of Trustees, and I don't know if all churches are the same or however this works, the Board of Trustees at our church is. So you basically handle the building, maintenance, grounds, you know, things like that. So it fell under my umbrella. And that phone call was about as disheartening as when I got the phone call about the sinkhole in the parking lot this
which was
same
like
year.
2 months later. Look,
that was it was my last year as president.
Can we just acknowledge this? A steeple blew off and a portal to hell opened up in the parking lot.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. I like to feel like I did a decent job at, you know, being the president of Board of Trustees, but it really tested me. And thank goodness that I had some flexibility in my job at that point, that I was able to do some things, because I mean, after the fact I talked about it, I was like, man, Board of Trustees president really should be retired, because I mean, you know, people work 8 to 5, and when you have things like that to deal with, you have to meet people during those hours while you're trying to work.
Look, so. In entire fairness, that was one of the weirdest years of building
stuff for a church
I have experienced.
It was wild. And we spent a lot of money that year.
Oh, my gosh.
We spent a lot of money that year.
But anyway.
Yeah, so.
That's how
we met.
Peripherally, we know each other. But
yes.
A bit of, who are you?
Who am I? So, of course, my ties to the church, or Nell's ties to the church, mine through marriage, that's how we ended up at that church to begin with. We looked into getting married there. That's a whole other story.
We got to talk about that. But yeah.
Okay. I mean,
not this episode.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about
that.
Yeah, but we didn't turn out. We didn't get married in that church like we wanted to. We got married by the pastor at that church. At a different church, and that's a story for another day.
Yeah, that was wild when you told me that.
Yeah, and it was funny because you said you had heard that this happened to someone. You didn't know it was me until a few days ago.
Yeah.
So that's how new this whole concept is, this podcast deal. He didn't know this. But so I am in the coffee and tea wholesaling business. I'm the general manager for a coffee and tea wholesaler here in Central PA. So that's my day job. I spent 21 years in the automotive industry in different capacities, from, you know, getting my feet wet to, you know, starting off to part owner of a business. So it was in those 21 years, it was, you know, it was a wild ride. But, you know, I got to a point where it was time to move on. It was long enough to do what I did, and I moved along. And that's what I currently do. I would love to not currently do that at some point, and that's part of where the Enticing Media thing came from. So,
well, and I mean, that's part of where this podcast is, even where it's okay for me. This is a side gig, but for you, it's continuing to build.
Yeah, and we want to continue to build our business, and you know, this was a way to continue to build our business, but also support you. You know, someone that we happen to like very much.
Well, I'm glad you like me.
Yeah, I do like you. But I think we met, I mean, not met, but I think we really got to know each other a little better through some alcohol and some conversation at, like, I think at Craig's house, basically, when they finally got the house built, which was a whole fiasco for them.
Oh my gosh.
But it turned out so beautifully. So awesome.
That would be an incredible episode to have Craig on at some point.
We literally just looked at each other and like, that's the concept. We need to have Craig on.
And we should also probably do it somewhere in a much safer location, because I'm not sure if anything will blow up, catch fire, or...
Well, I mean, if Craig's involved, probably.
Oh my gosh, you never know.
But yeah, so that's where, I mean, so he built, you know, him and his wife, Kayla, built this beautiful home. And they have these the beautiful outdoor space and things, so they utilize it, which is great. And they are really generous with their space and their time with all of us. And so that's where I think Rob and I really started to get to talking over some beers, over some liquor, at like Halloween parties and just, you know, pool parties and things like that. And it's like, we pretty much were like, yeah, I mean, we knew we liked each other, but yeah, I think we got a good vibe, you know?
Well, and a good bit of this is going to be that buddy podcast element.
Yeah.
You and I exploring what is our friendship, but what is this world? What is this podcast. What are we doing?
Yeah, because we're in two completely different spaces, right? I mean, you're in youth ministry. I'm in coffee and tea. So that doesn't mix.
To be entirely fair, I mean, you are like my supplier.
Well, yes, it's true. I do supply. And, there was a time when, I roasted the coffee that you were drinking. That happens a lot less anymore.
That sounds pretty awkward.
I was right. Okay.
What level of friendship are we at? How happy am I with him today?
But it's true. It's true. I was every part of the process to the point where you were drinking it, and but I don't do that as much anymore.
Hey,
but
you make some good coffee.
I do my best, but I mean we're like completely different backgrounds, upbringings, jobs, football affiliations. But we do love good conversation. We love good people, and we love having a drink or two.
Yeah, and
that's good enough.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And sometimes just having that moment of being together in a space, and who knows what's going to come out of the conversation or the moment, but we're here.
Yeah, we're here, and we appreciate you allowing us to come into your ears with whatever it is that we have to say on any given day.
Yeah, it's going to get wild.
Yeah, it is. So, all right, so what do you think, Rob? You think this is good for episode one? I think we made the introductions. We talked about how we met.
Yeah, I think this is a good start. I think the scary part is that our wives are coming in for the next episode. So, you and I are getting kicked out and relegated outside.
That's okay, because I need another drink, so...
Oh, that sounds like a good spot.
I mean, I have a little bit left, but I'm like a cat. I can see the bottom of my cup, and that's not good.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the other bit. You're a cat person, I'm a dog person.
Yeah, and it's not so much that I am a cat person, and I love dogs as well, but we lead, I guess I didn't mention this. We have, my wife and I have a YouTube channel, a YouTube travel channel
that
we do, and no kids. So we do as much travel as humanly possible, and it's really just not fair to a dog or fair to the people around us to ask them to come and let the dog out, and stuff like that. So I absolutely love Labs, Golden Retrievers. They're great, great dogs, but our lifestyle doesn't, lend itself to having a dog. So,
well, and we'll talk more on all the travel and all that stuff, but we do have to finish with one segment.
Okay.
That I think is going to be important for us moving forward.
Lay it on me.
Kenny's Nuggies of Wisdom.
So I didn't have... I kind of forgot about this. I don't really have any...
I didn't. I post something every morning with your coffee.
I didn't necessarily have any preparation for this, but I actually have a quick idea that popped into my head.
Go for it.
And it's something that we... It's something that I alluded to a little earlier about like meeting good people. And it's something I alluded to on our radio show this past Thursday. Wherever you are, everybody tries to tell you that the world isn't a good place and people aren't good people. And it seems like everywhere we go, we meet good people, whether it be at the bar, whether it be in a cab on the island of St. Thomas. When we had a cab driver from Jerusalem. And we've been in so many of those spaces where we didn't even want the conversation to end, and there were just random people. So what I will say is just speak with people, talk to people, strike up conversations, because you never know how awesome that conversation is going to be and what that person may be able to bring to your life and maybe even change it. I mean, honestly, just with their story, or you may find a lifelong friend just from a random conversation, which has come up for me before. So
I think that's
what I'm going to say.
I think that puts it as the best way to end this then is may our parting be filled with sorrow and the return be filled with joy.
Absolutely. Rob, I appreciate you being here today.
Absolutely. This has been fun.
Yeah, this has been really fun. I can't believe it's only episode one, so...
Hang with us, because episode 2 to 10,000 are going to be amazing.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. So, do you want to close this, Rob? We'll alternate closing episodes, so I'm going to let you close it out.
Yeah, just that, you know. May our parting be filled with sorrow and our return be filled with joy. And we're going to finish with Kenny's Nuggies of Wisdom every time. So hang in there.
Awesome. Well, all right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Drunk Squirrel Podcast. And we'll be in your ear, you know, every 2 weeks, I think it's going to be.
Just about.
At least to start with. So we'll vary. We'll have some variances to that. But we appreciate you being here. Thanks for listening to the Drunk Squirrel Podcast.
Thanks for listening to The Drunk Squirrel. No need to pay a tab. Just be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and drop us a line, thedrunksquirrel82@gmail.com. Cheers.